Next to Hurricane Melissa, there's total devastation in Jamaica today. 185 mile per hour winds reduced the town of Black River on the southwest coast to rubble. Homes and infrastructure are completely decimated. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness said Hurricane Melissa left a trail of destruction across the island.
It is serious damage. And in some instances, total devastation. In particular, one town, Black River, has been, you could literally say, totally destroyed. The corridor along which the eye of the hurricane made landfall and proceeded, what you could effectively say is a trail of destruction. I would say about 80 to 90% of roofs were destroyed. Hospitals destroyed, libraries, police station, courthouses, urban infrastructure destroyed.
We return now to Jamaica, where there's total devastation in the aftermath of Hurricane Melissa. And Javon Keyes, freelance journalist in St. Catherine in Jamaica, is on the line again. Javon, what are you seeing where you are?
Well, the reality is, firstly, thank you so much for having me. It's not total devastation. The western sections of the island did, in fact, take quite a hit. That's the reality. But the remaining parishes in central Jamaica and eastern Jamaica stood up fairly well. Yes, there were areas where strong winds removed some roofs and, flooding in some areas, and there was a storm surge. But really, the western portions of Jamaica, St. Elizabeth, Westmoreland, parts of St. James, and Hanover, they really took a hit. So Black River and a number of those cities in the west, they really, really were devastated.
And what have you witnessed firsthand?
Well, thankfully, I am in an area of Jamaica called Old Harbour, St. Catherine, which is to the south of the country, south central. And for me, I really experienced strong winds and rain during the hurricane, yes. I mean, some of the strongest winds I've seen. And really, that's to put into focus for you the magnitude of the storm, because while we were only receiving tropical storm winds towards this side of the country, they were quite strong. So for me, I'm thankful that what I saw most was strong winds, a bit of rain, and a few downed trees. No electricity where I am now, no internet where I am now, faint mobile signal, but that's small compared to what my friends and families and persons, other citizens in the West, are really experiencing.
Well, you mentioned power. Three quarters of Jamaica has lost electricity. How much of it is restored at this stage?
Well, the latest data is that out of the 700,000 customers for Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS, as you said, it's about 77% of the customers of JPS that are out of power. And up to the last report, that was still pretty much the case. So about 540,000 customers for the Jamaica Public Service Company out of power as of the last update. But I know that number is reducing.
Dozens reported dead. Is it clearer now the exact number of people who have died or who have been injured?
No, that assessment is still being done by the government. As at the last official report, I understand that confirmed are about 5 persons, but those assessments are still being done because there are deaths that are not yet directly linked to, but the estimation is that that number will likely go up based on my sources.
And in terms of aid in the areas that have been worst hit, are relief efforts ramping up now to help people? What's happening?
So here in Jamaica, we do have the Disaster Risk Management Act, which kicks into full effect before a disaster and also during and then after the disaster. So even before Hurricane Melissa hit Jamaica, the government was able to sign and a mandatory evacuation order for some areas, and they were able to mobilize the emergency crews to be on standby for response. So the Prime Minister has given the all clear, which means already crews have been mobilized from both Ministry of Local Government as well as the Ministry of Ministry of Social Security to allow for relief aid to move into certain areas. The truth is that restoration is difficult in some of these areas, hardest hit, because roadways are blocked. So right now there's a lot of work being done to clear roadways, fly in certain supplies for some areas, or local airports are open, will be open later today, both of them, to ensure relief flights can come in. So those efforts are ongoing to ensure that those who need the help the most are able to get that soonest.
Javon Keyes, thanks for joining us from Jamaica.